This has been one of the most exciting months of my life. And it's certainly been the most exciting month of my priesthood. I've had to reinvent the way I do everything. The way that we do ministry, the way that we socialize with one another over Zoom and different platforms, and especially the way that we reach out as a parish. We've had to examine everything, the way that we do it. How can we be more effective? How can we reach out? And it's been exciting, reinventing ourselves, evaluating what is really important and what things do we need just to let go right now. On top of all the live stream masses that we've been doing, all of the social media presence, all of the things that we've been doing online, I've sat in our mobile confessional for 15 hours over the last 2 weeks. I evaluated my time and I said, that's most important, to reach out, to hear confessions, to bring the sacrament to people who are thirsty. We've had to reinvent our school and the way that we do e-learning, and we've been leading the way in our area in the ways that we've been reaching out to our students. We've spent 4 hours outside in front of our church on Matamidai Avenue in the blazing sun this morning. You can probably see my face is still red. We were out there reaching out, reinventing ourselves, asking, how can we meet people when they can't come into this building? How can we reach out? How can we do ministry in a different way, in ways that are meaningful, in ways that are helpful for people? Blessing Easter baskets, passing out holy water and candles and palms, giving you items in your homes where you can worship as a family. And a lot of these things I would have never done had there not been this pandemic. In the midst of the busyness of Holy Week, I would have never scheduled for myself and for my staff the incredible effort to go out to pass out things for 4 hours in the midst of all of our preparations and decorating for our liturgies and for this great Triduum. I would have never put that extra burden on ourselves. I would have never gone and sat in the confessional for 15 hours the last 2 weeks. But we've been forced to reinvent ourselves. And I'm happy for that. I'm glad that we've been forced to reach out. That's one of the silver linings in the darkness of this pandemic. We've been forced to reevaluate everything that we do, everything that we put energy into. We've been forced to look at it and say, is this worthwhile or not? Because we can only put our energy to things that are worthwhile, to things that really matter, to things that are eternal. And I've had to die to some things. I've had to let some things go. I cannot read all of the emails sent to me from the state and the archdiocese. I just can't do it. I skim what I can, but I spend my energy and I spend my time in things that are meaningful, in things that are really worth while. And I'm happy that I've been forced to do that. It's been one of the most exciting months of my life and of my priesthood. And it reminded me today, as I was praying, of a quote from one of my heroes, Pope St. John Paul II. I'm wearing my Pope St. John Paul II socks tonight, if you can see them. He's one of my heroes. And he wrote this 30 years ago. He said this in his letter, The Mission of the Redeemer. I sense, Pope St. John Paul II said, that the moment has come to commit all the church's energies to a new evangelization and to the mission to the nations. No believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid this supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all peoples. He says we must commit all our energies, all of it, for the gospel. We have to examine everything that we do. And he wrote this 30 years ago. And I think it's taking some time for the church to take these words to heart. It's taken this pandemic. It's taken the closing of our church doors to really evaluate what is our energy going to. I read online last week, I think it was from Scott Hahn. He said, the church is not closed. The church is deployed. The church has been sent out during this time of pandemic. Sent out from these four walls. You can't even come in here. But the church is not closed. The church is deployed. This is the time for mission. This is the time, as Pope St. John Paul would say, to commit all of our energies to the mission to the nations, to the new evangelization. We've been forced into the public square, whether we like it or not. We've had to reinvent ourselves, to learn how to live stream, to be a presence on social media, to use all of our efforts, all of our brains, all of our talents and gifts, to be out there, to be in front of people, to be on Matamidi Avenue, making a scene, backing up cars nearly all the way to Four Seasons. That's what it looks like to commit all of our energies for mission. And I'm happy for that. The candles that you have tonight, you're holding at home. You're not here in the church. You're carrying them as torches, as symbols of the light of Christ spread throughout the world. And there are Christians just like you in their homes tonight, bearing those candles, those physical reminders of Christ's light in us. They're not holding them in the cathedrals. They're not holding them in churches. They're holding them at home, in the public square, in the place where you live your day-to-day life. And I've been inspired by an increase of discipleship in these days. In what I've seen in our parishioners, as you came in droves for our pickups and for confessions, with tears in your eyes, wanting God, needing God in your life. I've been inspired by an increase in discipleship here at St. Jude's. And isn't that our mission? Be disciples. The second part of that mission is make disciples. You who have received Christ here by our efforts as a parish must bring him to the nations. You who are disciples must go out and make disciples. It's not just my mission. It's not just the mission of my staff. We cannot do it. We can't do it alone. We can spend all of our energies, all of our time reinventing ourselves, but it will be fruitless unless you go out, unless you join us on this mission. Isn't that what Pope St. John Paul II said? He said, no believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid this supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all peoples. It's your mission and it's my mission to reinvent ourselves, to bring Christ in new ways to a world that is hungry for him, that is thirsting for him, is longing for peace where there is anxiety, a world that is longing for love where there is fear. You're the Mary Magdalene's. You're the Peter's. You're the John's who ran to the empty tomb on that first Easter morning and discovered that Christ was not there. He had risen, as he said. You are those disciples. But the disciples didn't just run to the tomb. They ran from the tomb as well. When they met Christ and saw that he had risen from the dead, they ran to tell others. And brothers and sisters, that's our mission. We who have tasted the risen Christ and the joy that he brings to us must run from the empty tomb and proclaim him to the nations. We are those disciples who have encountered him, and now we need to spread the encounter, spread the joy, spread the hope that the world longs for. This Easter Vigil is a beautiful liturgy, with lots of music and celebration and incense and candles. But there's one part of the vigil that we won't celebrate tonight. It's the baptism of catechumens. And it's the reception of candidates. As great as our parish is, and don't get me wrong, we are doing amazing things in our world. We don't have anyone coming in tonight. And I want this to be the last Easter Vigil that we have to say that. Because we must reinvent ourselves. We must be a parish that reaches out beyond these walls, backing up traffic on Matamidi Avenue, letting people know the love of Christ and the power that we have in our hearts because of him. It's contagious. And we want to spread that joy and hope to the world that needs Jesus. We want to be a church that welcomes new members year after year, baptizing, confirming in droves. Because that's who Christ has called us to be. A missionary church. A church that goes out, that gets sunburned. A church that is bruised and broken, but a church that goes out, that reaches to the sick, that reaches to those who are dying and in need, and lifts them up out of their darkness. Let's be that church. Let's commit. Next Easter Vigil, I'm going to invite somebody to check out the church. I'm going to reach out to a family member. I'm going to ask a friend whom I've been too nervous to broach the conversation with. I want to share my faith with them. Share the joy that I have and the love that I have of Christ so that they would be here with me. Not only in these walls, but in the heavenly halls of heaven. That's our mission, to proclaim Christ, risen from the dead, so that we would bring as many brothers and sisters with us to those heavenly shores. So as we rejoice in our resurrected Lord, let us commit tonight, brothers and sisters. Let us commit all of our energies to tell the nations, Jesus is Lord.